I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
And happy new year. Welcome to Ragtime for 2019.
Freezing titties edition.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am Heather. As always, with me is Nicole. And just send any ridiculous pictures to Denise at this point. So yeah. We didn't do, I guess, one for the last quarter of 2018. But why?
We just wanted it to end.
We really did.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm ready for 2019 to end. And 2020. But only if we have a new president in 2020.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
I can't.
Don't say it.
I know.
And right now it's, like, so cold outside, that's what all I can think about. That's the first thing I'm going to bitch about, is cold.
Please do.
Because where's that global warming everyone's talking about?
I think you're witnessing it, because it's extreme cold.
No, that's not what our president said.
Okay. Really?
We could really use some global warming right now.
He's an idiot.
That's why they changed it to climate change, because people are too stupid to understand it. It's like, that's why it's so cold, because the weather's extreme.
Oh my
extreme.
God, I totally just got that. So yeah. Global warming, he thinks the globe should be warm.
Yeah.
Oh my
He's like confusing weather with climate, because he's a big fucking dumb idiot.
Oh my god! I can't. Oh.
Okay, this is sending me off on a different tangent.
It is,
because
that's right.
He's a piece of shit. Why did Nancy Pelosi tell him not to have the State of the Union because security wouldn't be too good? Like, let it not be good. What?
Please.
No, that would attend something with poor security for me.
Please.
I'd love for that to happen.
Oh my
no
god,
reason.
I didn't even really think
I'm
of that.
I'm not saying why.
Wow.
But
yeah.
I would just, because.
That would, oh my god.
You remember, but basically, that? It's too cold even for the State of the Union.
Remember when...
I brought it back to cold.
But can you imagine if, God forbid, whatever you're kind of inferring did happen?
Oh, yes.
I remember when Kennedy was assassinated, like, the country mourned. As if, like, the whole country probably was quiet. And they were all
business
just
business as usual tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
If it happened tonight, business as usual.
Oh, my God. It would have... If it happened, just saying, you know, some people would be out in the streets banging some poppy heads if it was New Year's Eve.
Like when fucking Obama strutted out and he's like, Osama bin Laden's dead. And
that's right.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Or when, like, you know, the statue of what's his name?
Saddam Hussein. Like, I see what you're trying to say there.
Yes.
When they toppled it.
Yeah, and like people were like dancing in the streets.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm going to hell, but that's
people
all right.
People are ripping down Trump flags from people's properties.
But yeah, oh my god, can we actually just take, like, a paintball gun or something to that one obnoxious sign where we live?
Oh yeah, right by this, like, bath refinishing place, they literally constructed a plywood sign. It must be, like, 4x8.
No, the one with the lights.
Oh, down Route 36.
Oh my god, so...
Yeah, there's one that was built too, but yeah, they lit it!
So sorry... If you live in an area that is not pro-Trump, because apparently, I guess, we do,
Jersey, one of the bluest states.
Yeah, or these people are so crazy that they just have to shout it from the rooftops. But yeah, this bath-fitting place erected a huge sign with plywood.
If you
plywood.
Had time to make a sign of any kind,
and
you
I'm sorry, dig those posts into the ground.
And that's lit, too. They put two spots on it.
Yes!
But the one on Route 36, the tiny one, that was, like, handmade.
After douchebag got elected, yeah, this person decided to, like, change their sign and evolve it to be lit and promote him for 2020.
And it's like,
and I'm like, oh my god.
And it's like cut pieces of wood.
Yes.
Like you would get on Etsy if Etsy went far right. Like, if it was a white supremacist Etsy, and you're like, I need a Trump sign, and it's, like, layered, like a shadow box, like,
yeah.
A little white frame, and it's red, white, and blue, like, the flag, that's, like, Trump letters cut out, like, they went to Michael's and discussed things with people.
I'm sure they did, but yeah. I bet you they did not say exactly what it was for.
No.
You know that's not.
It's for America.
And I will say this.
Why are you buying Trump as a word?
Well, I really wasn't going to get into this, and I guess maybe it kind of, like, goes along with what you're talking about, if you want to keep with current events. Like, what happened at the anti-abortion slash...
Well, the March for Life.
Yeah, exactly. What happened there with the indigenous man, who was a Vietnam vet, and those white pieces of shit, boys from high school, from Kentucky.
Like, the kid had a Martin Shirecki face, like that little smirk where you just want to punch the shit out of him.
You know, my wife said, she's like, the MAGA hat is now, like, the new equivalent to the swastika.
Yeah, it is.
The KKK sheet.
Yeah, it is.
Anything that you associate with white supremacy.
Like, if I see it, I'm highly uncomfortable. I'm like, this person's, like, probably tapped in the head and probably has a gun.
Right, and hates you for what... Like, if he just initially... I'm assuming it's a he, because mostly, you know, but if they see you and you're just alone, they see your skin and go, okay. However, your appearance kind of comes across as possibly being a lesbian, but we are in the Jersey Shore area, so it is questionable.
Could also just be a meth addict.
Right. But... You know, if they see you with Sarah and you're holding hands with your child, they immediately hate you.
We usually walk with fingers up each other's butts.
Do you really?
Yeah, we slide in the jeans.
Wow, do you have, like, an extra, like, opening in the jeans there or something like
no,
that?
No, I put my hand fully down the back
you,
of
like,
pants.
Go, like, underneath, like, the underwear.
Yeah.
And you diddle each other's buttholes.
While we're walking through Target.
Good to know.
If that gets me shot in America, so be it.
Well, at least you're diddling her your favorite thing. Good for you.
Hmm?
Oh,
sorry.
Wow, don't... You should share.
I didn't know. You said you didn't want any before.
What do you mean I didn't say it? I didn't... You know, when did you ask me? What?
Is this gonna be... This gonna be one of your bitches? Okay, well, let's keep on the Trump train. What about that fucking thing in our neighborhood? That fucking Winnebago.
Oh, God.
There's a Winnebago with a tiny trailer driving around completely covered like that dude who bombed the Democrats, tried to bomb the Democrats that they arrested.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like covered in pens and Trump cutouts and flags and slogans and propaganda. It's disturbing. And I think he's like selling flags out of it or something.
Are you allowed to like make
him see?
I don't know. I can't.
I'd love to like call the businesses that are like in the parking lots he goes to and be like, do you know that like this is happening outside your establishment? Because I don't want to eat there.
Yeah. You should.
Because it's always by the Over Easy Kitchen.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Or ShopRite in Middletown. And I saw it on 36.
Ugh.
Towards the AMP.
Well, so if you live in Jersey, try to avoid this area.
Yeah.
I guess so. What. Another thing that really pisses me off, and it's not Trump-related because everything about him annoys the shit out of me. More than annoy, really. When your partner decides to just trust you and your decision in certain things, and then later on questions you about said decision.
Okay, example?
Well, you even told me, so your wife makes you test drive cars, and then you're like, yeah, I like it. And then she bitches about the car that you like.
Yeah. It's like, but you didn't test drive it. Like.
Right.
I mean, she doesn't bitch that I screwed up. She just bitches in general. Yeah.
She just defers to your.
Yeah, she doesn't feel like the Sierra Viga has enough leg room. And it's like, well, you would have known that.
I mean, I don't have an exact example, but because it's like, it's too many to name.
You're like, it happens daily.
Oh my, it's kind of funny. It's just like, well, what do you want to do? Oh, I don't care. You pick it. Okay. So I pick whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, why'd you pick this place? You said you didn't care.
Yeah.
so I just
picked where I wanted to go.
Something that I thought we would both like, and now you're bitching about it? Then next time you pick it, but I don't want
to. I like bitching.
But
maybe that's it. It's just fun to bitch.
I guess. Or, oh, do you think I'm being, like, purposely set up?
Yeah.
So they can just.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's fun to bitch sometimes.
God, it's so, like, draining.
So just go, I know. That's what you just say.
Or basically, I can take your words and say, I'm a garbage person.
That's why I picked this place.
Because I just don't care about you or me. Because I'm a garbage person.
You have to say it twice for emphasis. Because I'm a garbage person.
Oh, it's sometimes it's so frustrating.
I mean, that would end the conversation, though, because what come back to you after someone fully admitting that they are horrible and they're a garbage person?
Are they going
to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's either you have to agree then I'm a garbage person.
Yeah.
Or just admit that you set me up and say,
like, oh no, she's gone too far. I have to tell her I set her up.
And I'll pick it the next time going forward. Or you just go, pizza looks good. Like, you totally just ignore everything I just said.
Yeah.
And then dinner's just ruined. Because it's like, you think I'm a garbage person? You think I'm a garbage person?
Yeah.
Just shut up and eat your food. That's never happened, I'm just going to say. But no, I mean, I'm pizza. Sure. You want pizza? Oh, one of our favorite pizza places had a cockroach in it.
Yeah.
So now we're a little... We're turned.
I'm so... Like, cockroaches to me are like Sarahs and spiders. If I see one, that's it.
So that's another complaint we have. So cockroaches in one of your favorite establishments. But it is, you know, off of like a main drag where there is water.
I mean, it's not like one cockroach, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, this place is disgusting. It's just hard to stop them.
Right.
Especially they're in an old building with a whole bunch of other businesses. Right. That could be attracting it as well.
Right. So it's like you can't really hold it against them, but it does mentally get into your head thinking, like, is this piece of meat?
It's like real? Family Guy, the Halloween one where he's talking about the gay guy. It's just like, at one time I went to this restaurant and there was a guy with a hair lip eating with a spoon. And he goes, I know they wash the spoons, but I just can't eat there anymore. It was the poltergeist one where Stewie gets, like, poltergeist, like, is inside the TV.
He does that's right, yeah, yeah. He does the
Phil Collins.
I feel like there are so many references in One Family Guy. And actually, the fact that you actually remember a lot of them.
But I remember none of my childhood or any of my teachers' names.
Really?
But I know, like, entire episodes of Family Guy.
You really do, like... even, like, the older seasons. It's amazing. I'm just like,
Simpsons, too.
Like, holy crap. And the Simpsons have been on for, like, almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Mm. And you probably remember the first episode.
I could just reference stupid shit like that, nothing of importance.
That's insane.
Like, besides my kindergarten teacher, I don't know.
Or I guess, no teacher then, struck you in such a way. I guess,
just my kindergarten teacher, I remember, is Miss Grady. Nobody else do I know. I don't remember people's names that I went to high school with.
Oh my God, is that one of your passwords? Miss Grady.
Miss Grady.
So it's your turn.
It's Miss Grady 62. Because I wanted that old bitch.
You probably did, your 5-year-old.
She was old.
Hey, but what about that grandma banging her son's friend?
Gross.
You want to talk about that? Does that gross you out? Enough to bitch about it?
I'm grossed out by weird romance stories that they have to push upon us.
There you go.
Like, they always have ones where it's like, and then you have to read it because you read the headline. Like, there's always ones about, that's like an actual psychological thing where, like, say you have a baby and you put it up for adoption immediately. And then, like, you reunite, like, when they're 20.
Oh, God,
yes. It's like you mistake the love you're feeling for your kid as a romantic feeling. So, like, yeah, you'll see, like, people reunite and they're, like, dating their child that they never saw. Like, what the fuck?
No.
I know.
That is, yeah. Ugh. I don't think it really happens that much.
Especially if it's, like, a mother and a son, it seems even more creepy to me.
Because you're, like,
entering where you left.
Oh, right. But, on the other way, you're taking in what made you.
God. Oh, they're so fucking disgusting. And, like, they're always... I've seen several articles about this.
Oh, my... Well, how are you searching this?
Because I search for it.
You wake up and you go, I feel like searching for this today.
I search for it. You got me.
I mean, you end up going to, like, through crazy rabbit hole searches.
Usually that's how I find it. It's, like, one of those clickbaity things on the bottom of something else.
Yeah,
I'm a big fat idiot and I click it.
Yeah, but you close it out because you don't want to go through, like, 25 pages of bullshit. So then you Google what the article says and you
exactly.
find
exactly. Because it's always that's, like, next page after, like, two sentences. I'm like, no, fuck you and your clickety-click shit. I'm just going to Wikipedia.
Now, if you and Sarah were actually connected, you know, like, online somehow, and every time she goes to Google, she just sees, like, what pops up, like, on
the search. Oh, she could on the regular computer, yeah. Because my Google account on my phone is connected to it as well.
It's like, oh my God, she's looking for, like, old people.
Fucking their kids.
Again. Like, my God, they should be like, Nicole, we need to have a talk. What? What's wrong with that? It's disgusting. I'm intrigued.
I just need to know about it.
Like, why does this happen? I mean, it is kind of gross. So we stumbled upon one of these articles where this woman's son died and at his funeral met one of her son's friends and apparently, like, immediately was as if they were soulmates and they started banging.
That's disgusting.
I think the kid's in his 20s and she's in her 70s. But I did say to you that this is brilliant thinking on her part. If her son died and no one's there to take care of her in her older years.
Yeah.
So she basically just rings this guy in with her lady love, gets him to marry her, and now he's stuck with her and has to take care of her while she's in the home.
Yeah, you shouldn't fuck people's kids at funerals.
No, you just, I mean, you shouldn't even, you know.
I don't.
Fuck your child's friends.
Kids don't do this shit.
Well, how
so straights are the problem.
Exactly.
I mean, like, the only one where I'm kind of like, eh, and maybe I'm a jackass, but, like, what's the chick from American Horror Story and...
Sarah Paulson?
Yeah. They're also like, a big age difference.
But they're, like...
But they're, like, for some reason, it's not... That doesn't look weird to me.
Sarah Paulson, I think, was in her 40s when they got together. So, like, she's already an adult.
I guess.
You know, I think, like, if you're
plus
70...
Plus, Taylor Hall looks really good for how old she is.
Exactly. And you're going... If you're 70...
But if you're just being, like, a generic walking around the earth 70-year-old, they're not Taylor Holland.
No. Not at all.
No, it's not good.
But, I mean, like, I think Sarah Paulson is almost 50.
She's 50!
I get kick, stretch, and kick, and I'm 50.
50.
You know, so, I mean... The age difference between them isn't that great when if you're 70 and 19.
It's just straights. They're the problem.
Exactly.
That's what I'm mad at. Basically, that's what that one broke down to. I'm at the straights. You fucking breeders. Breeding with your own kids.
Oh, God. We're back to that again. Oh, this is
you
so
can't
good.
Even.
No.
They're going to come out all wonky.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
So, one last thing.
Okay.
We watch HGTV. Okay. It is a guilty pleasure. Not gonna hide it. However,
I don't mind it.
When you watch House Hunters,
okay,
and you get
which
like,
one? House Hunters, House Hunters International,
the
House
ones,
Hunters Texas, House Hunters On the Run.
Is there House Hunters Texas? It's Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
House Hunters Singles, House Hunters
Singles.
Escaping. House Hunters have to live with an outside of a 10-mile radius of a school.
Oh my God, that would actually be amazing.
It would be impossible. Like, I can't find you a home. Yeah, that's why I live in a tent down by the overpass.
Exactly. Here are three places. The tent by the overpass, this cardboard box.
I don't know. What should we choose? I'm thinking Tire Fire adjacent. That one was really good.
Oh, we should actually just make that.
Okay.
So, when you have, you know, some mom that thinks she's just so cute, and so one woman actually said her occupation was... And are you ready? Full-time ringleader of our three kids.
Ew!
Oh, God, I wanted to throw up. I mean, it made me so angry that I actually put it in my notes for Ragtime. It's like, shut up!
It just made me think of this comedian we were watching. There's a really good special on Comedians of the World on Netflix.
Okay.
Where they go through different countries. I think this guy was in Canada. And he was just like, I can't stand anyone who puts on their profile, dog mom, dog dad. And he's just like, you know what? They're not your children. When it comes down to it, you took them from their parents and brought them to your home. And you keep them there by locking doors, collars and leashes on them. He goes, basically, you're a kidnapper. He's just like, you're not their parent. That's Stockholm Syndrome.
That's great. That's hilarious.
The fucking ringleader. Come on.
Yeah.
You twat.
The three ringleader.
You can't do anything without me.
Yeah. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
No one put a gun to your head to have three kids.
Yeah, exactly.
So shut the fuck up.
Ringleader.
Accept the life that you wanted in your head. And then when the reality hit you, you're like, oh, fuck.
Well, you just have to read the, like,
please.
In between the lines. And say, when she writes ringleader of our three children, it just says, in small print, I want to die. That's what she's trying. It's a cry for help.
Yeah, no.
She's looking for help.
Or she's looking for recognition from her husband going,
she's just looking for someone to take her out of that life.
You're really good. You're doing a really good job, honey. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she ain't getting it.
No, exactly. And the husband's just like,
I'm gonna go pump my sperm somewhere
else. I did that. But I'm gonna do it somewhere else. Anyway. So thanks for listening to this 2019 version of Ragtime.
1 year closer to the possible end of the Trump presidency.
Oh, my God. Or it could end this year. With some impeachment.
Sarah got, like, an email that she had to, like, get on a conference call right away. And I was like, oh, my God, is it Trump? And it wasn't. I was so disappointed.
Oh, shit. She would know ahead of time.
I know. I got so excited. And I was like, it's a Trump. And she's like, all right.
So we'll see you in next quarter of 2019. And hopefully we're not mad at Trump anymore.
No, we will be. There'll be more Trump talk.
Well, I'm just hoping he's impeached. All right. Bye-bye, Felicia. So, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.